The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GSMC Sports Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Malinoff, and with me, as always, is Mark Souza. We got a good bit to talk about in the world of sports, most commonly because of James Harden in the NBA, as he tied the MSG points record against the Knicks. The poor Knicks had to be the brunt of the jokes in this game. Between them and the Rockets, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll also have to talk about some NFL news and even some tennis news a little bit too, with Serena Williams in particular, so we'll talk about that later. But let's go right into the main story. James Harden with 61 points against the Knicks at MSG, tying Kobe's record with 61 points, and this just showing he's going to heights that Michael Jordan or maybe even Kobe have never been to.
Yeah, I mean, what, 21 straight games now with at least 30 points?
Yeah, it's hard to stop him. He added 15 rebounds to his performance.
Yeah, it's hard to see when he will stop this scoring streak because he just keeps doing it over and over again.
Yeah. Just looking at the box score, it just, between him and his other teammates, it's really ridiculous. Because this is his other teammates' points. P.J. Tucker got 3 points. Austin Rivers got... Did you see Austin Rivers commit an eight-second violation, though?
I did not.
It wasn't like someone was guarding him. He was walking to the half court and still got called for an eight-second violation.
That's funny. You got to pick up the pace there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was in shock. But anyways, he had 4 points. Fareed had 11, which is not bad. He had 11, 8, pretty good. And then Eric Gordon was the second highest on the team with 20.
Mm-hmm.
He literally tripled the second best player, the second most points on his team.
Yeah, I mean, 61, man. Yeah, 61. I remember when Kobe had 81, and the rest of his team scored like 40 points.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, ain't it?
Yeah. So,
let me ask you this: Is it the coach? Is it the offense that's working with? Is that just clicking with Harden, or is it? Do you think he can do this anywhere?
I mean, he has the artistic freedom to go out there and take as many shots as he wants. He's definitely being asked to do that. He's being asked to have the ball in his hands all the time. So he's also fourth in the NBA in assists. So it's not like he never is setting up somebody else. But of course, he's shooting almost every time he gets the ball. But when you're shooting at this rate, you can't blame him. Like, what he's doing right now is efficient. It's not inefficient. He shot 38 times and scored 61 points. That's really good. Like, that'll win a lot of basketball games. So, what can you say? He gets to the free throw line a lot. He knows how to get fouled. He's just good at what he does. He can shoot the three, get to the free throw line. He gets to the basket. He's not taking long jumpers. He's either taking threes or he's getting to the line.
I mean, we are at the point right now where threes are a necessity in the NBA. DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to calm out a little bit because of that Spurs game. But we'll talk about that in a second. But right now, it just this is all Harden. And the Knicks, even it was only a 4-point win for the Rockets with that performance. Is that...
They're just playing shorthanded right now. Look at their box score. I mean, they only had three players play off the bench. They had eight total players.
And one of them only played 9 minutes.
Kenneth Faried just got signed. And he's starting on the team. Like, that's where they're at.
And Austin Rivers got on the team not too long ago himself.
Yeah, so not only did Harden pitch in with 61, he led the team in rebounds by a lot. He had 15.
Yeah, and once Chris Paul, if he comes back this season, I don't even know where he
is. Supposed to be back next week.
Supposedly, but who knows what's going to be that by next week. Because people, how many times have they changed their mind saying, no, I'm going to... LeBron is a perfect example.
Yeah, well, differences between Paul and LeBron is that this is the first time LeBron's like actually been hurt in his career, whereas Paul is always hurt.
Yeah, do you think they knew that going into the when he was going to the Rockets?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Chris Paul's missed a lot of basketball games. I don't know when the last time
he
actually played like a whole season. Yeah.
If he was healthy throughout his career, he could be considered one of the best point guards of all time, but his injuries really hold him back.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider him a great point guard, don't get me wrong, but the injuries are a serious problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, last year, he played 58 games for Houston. Year before, 61. Year before, 74. 2014, he actually played all 82 games for the Clippers. Before that, 62. Before that, 70. Before that, 60. So, I mean, he's had one season of the last eight where he's played every game. And then in 2015, he had 74 games played, which is a lot. That's pretty much a whole season. Only eight games missed. You know, they rest players and things like that. So, that's playing pretty much the whole season. But yeah, so I'll give him 2 games out of his last, or 2 years out of his last 8 years where he's played the whole season or close to the whole season. Other than that, he's played 26 games this year. So he's missed about half the games so far.
Yeah, it's a serious issue, definitely, when it comes down to it. And if he returns the next week, that can only benefit them and help
It'll
James
benefit
Harden.
Him his, or them, it, but his numbers are down this year. I mean, in the 26 games. His minutes were up, and his points and rebounds were down. Assists were down, too.
I was just saying that Harden needs all the help he can get regardless
yeah,
of
absolutely.
Statistics. So that's all I have to say about that. And I don't know. This just seems more along the lines of, like, Harden can – we always keep asking ourselves, can he continue this effort? Can he continue to put this team on his back? And I think he can, but there's got to be a moment in this season where he might not be able to get to 30 points or 50 points or 60 points, and his other players have to step up, and I don't think they're ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, the outlook is, I think the general outlook of James Harden is he'll be able to do this in the regular season, but what will happen when the playoffs come calling, we know
boom,
he can struggle in the playoffs. And I think a lot of it has to do with putting so much effort every night in the regular season. I mean, we see guys have these games, and I don't mean the 61, but I mean it's like games where they like put the team on their back, and maybe they just have a great shooting night, they win a game. We see players like this have them every once in a while, great players. We'll see Curry do it. We'll see Durant do it. We'll see LeBron do it. But it's usually like maybe once a week, a couple times a month.
Because they wait for the playoffs.
Like, this dude has literally scored over 30 points 21 straight times. Do you know also that if you took away everybody in the NBA's free throws, because everybody gives James Harden crap about how many free throws he shoots.
Well, he did shoot 25 the other day.
If you take away everybody in the NBA's free throws, he still leads the league in scoring. So it's not just free
throws. Well, it makes sense. He's the best shooter on the team, so he's obviously going to be scoring the ball constantly.
He would be a full point higher than Steph Curry in scoring if you took out free throws and just looked at field goals.
I mean, it's not just Harden that actually draws fouls. I mean, Curry's also the same case, in my opinion. And you can
no one's on the level of Harden in terms of drawing fouls.
He's averaging, what, like 20 free throws a game?
Yeah.
And that's absurd. And I'm not even exaggerating. That's probably roughly around how many free throws he's averaging.
He knows how to draw fouls. He knows how to bait defenders
like
into jumping.
That's why he's not the highest in percentage, because he shoots so many that it's going to, like, if he misses one, it's going to be a huge drop in percentage because of how often he shoots them.
Mm-hmm.
But the question to me is playoff time. When if they play the Warriors and Draymond's wrapped around him.
This team has no chance to beat the Warriors.
I'm saying, can Harden continue this dominance against the Warriors?
No. Absolutely not. Because
so do you think this hard work's off or not?
I mean, it's just like last year. The Rockets had a great season. Then they weren't relevant in the playoffs. Like, it was not a contest. Like, James Harden.
Would you be frustrated if you're James Harden?
I mean, yeah, but what can you do? You know?
Pull a Kevin Durant.
And now we wonder why the Rockets really want a Jimmy Butler. Because they're trying to get somebody else. Because I'll tell
you
right now.
That was a playoff push trade.
Chris Paul is not the answer. Like, Chris Paul coming back, sure, it'll help. Like, yeah, of course. Chris Paul is an experienced veteran player. Has experience. He can play. He can score. He can pass. But he's not helping you beat the Warriors.
Okay, let me ask you this. Trade deadline's coming up. Who should the Rockets go for?
I don't think they got anything to trade. That's the thing. Like, it's
first round picks,
right? But you can't just trade picks. Like, you have to trade salaries that match.
And I can't think of anything else that they could. Maybe Eric Gordon,
another guy who's like made out of glass. It seems like you know.
But he had 20 points last game. That's why
They definitely need Capella back. Like, that's the first thing, is get Clint Capella back. But again, Clint Capella, even though he's a really good player, he was almost unplayable against the Warriors.
In high-profile teams.
Like, he's almost, like, there are some matchups that are just really bad for him, even though he's, like, a good player for them. He's just not a great player in every situation, in every game situation. So, I don't know, man. I really don't think there's a trade out there that will make the Rockets any better. Look, Carmelo Anthony, they're paying somebody to take him away. That's, like, that says something about Carmelo Anthony, right?
The signing of Carmelo, do you think that was, like, the straw that broke the camel's back when it comes to this team's depth?
I don't know, but doesn't that say something about Carmelo Anthony? Like,
how bad he is right now? Or how
this team who doesn't have healthy players, who
don't even want him.
Like, we're going to pay another team to take him from us? Like, that says something.
Yeah. That's incredible when it's that to a point where you are so bad, or you are so, you cannot help this team in any way, that we're going to pay someone else to take you away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that has to hurt Carmelo Anthony confidence, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's still not taken yet.
Yeah. So
has he been, has anyone offered anything for him?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Obviously, like, all right, let me ask you this. If you were a team pushing for the playoffs, like, okay, the Lakers are the favorites. What are the Lakers giving up for him?
For who?
Carmelo.
Carmelo's a free agent, or will be a free agent once the Bulls waive him.
Oh, yeah, he already got traded. That's right. Duh. Oh, yeah. But that's true. But the Bulls still need to waive him, and that was supposed to happen last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, he'll be gone by the end of the week.
No. They said that they would keep him on the roster and explore trades because they're keeping that contract on the books.
Oh, we said that would. We predicted that.
Yeah, but I mean, I told you that by he could be on the team until the trade deadline because they're going to use his contract as leverage in a trade, but he could get bought out. Like, they could buy him out or they could keep him.
It's kind of just like a. Like,
they got like 2 weeks to figure it out. Trade deadline's in 2 weeks, February 7th.
Yeah, it's going to get a little crazy on the last week. But, like, do you see all the people, like, with the Carmelo Photoshop Bulls jerseys and stuff like that? Like, he's, like, this huge addition, like, mm-hmm. in a mockery. Like, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago, or maybe it does feel like it was that long ago, when he went to the Knicks and everyone thought that was the push the Knicks needed for a championship.
Yeah. What, did they make the playoffs, like, once?
Well, they also added Amari Stoudemire, and they added two guys who are injury-prone to a level of concern.
Yeah.
Amari Stoudemire was at the end of his career at that time.
Amari Stoudemire had that terrible microfracture surgery, which ended his career.
Yeah.
And he was never the same.
It's, like, should Carmelo just call it quits, in your opinion?
I mean, he probably should. And the thing is that whatever team
He's going to get the minimum.
He's going to play like 5 minutes a game. Like, he's not a part of it. Like, he's not a part of what a team is trying to do. Yeah.
And he's going to get a minimum contract.
Yeah, most likely. So Harden averages now 36 points a game. Surprisingly enough, he only averages 12 free throw attempts a game, which is only two attempts more than Joel Embiid and Giannis.
Why does that feel so little?
I don't know.
It feels little, doesn't it, for him?
He's shooting 86% from the line.
Interesting. I expected that to be a lot higher than 12. I mean, 25 free throws in itself should add up that average to a preposterous level.
Yeah, 36 points a game. He's almost averaging, let's see, I believe, so he's 7 points better than the second place player in scoring, and that's Anthony Davis right now.
And who's been on
a tear. And Steph Curry.
They have the same points per game?
29.3.
What are the odds of two guys having the exact number of points per game? Like, of that level.
Durant at 28, Kawhi at 27.6, LeBron at 27.3, Embiid at 27.
I'm
going to
put LeBron's with a little asterisk since he hasn't played in a month.
LeBron's only played two less games than Kawhi Leonard.
Really?
Kawhi Leonard hasn't played the last three games.
Well, is it because the Raptors are just playing so well? Yeah. I mean, they don't really need him at the moment.
But LeBron played every game. He's missed, I think, the last, was it, 10 games?
Well, the Lakers need LeBron. The Raptors at the moment are fine without Leonard. There's a difference between a team that's fighting for a playoff spot.
Fun fact for you, Steph Curry has played 36 games. LeBron James has played 34.
Wow. It feels like that shouldn't be right. But I get it, because there's a difference between guys that need to be on the team to help them win to get to fight for a playoff spot, and then there is the other teams like the Raptors and the Warriors who really don't need that because they're very comfortable in first place or second place, depending on when it was. But they're very comfortable in a playoff spot. Like, the Raptors are comfortable, a very comfortable second because of the Indiana Pacers losing Victor Oladipo yesterday. And they are scared it's something torn. They are scared he's gone for the season.
Yes.
And that's the third
place. It looked
place
pretty
team.
Bad. I'm pretty sure Oladipo, I mean, I hate to speculate, but just by optics and just looking at it, I don't think he's playing this season.
Yeah. And that puts the Pacers from a contender to, can they even
they
hold
can,
to the
They
playoffs?
Can win without him. I mean, he's been hurt this year, so I mean,
but for the rest of the season, and when it comes to playoff time,
yeah,
it's
no,
gonna
I mean,
be crucial.
It's a devastating injury. I don't disagree with that at all.
I can honestly, like, I can see them dropping a couple seeds. I don't see them missing the playoffs just because how weak the Eastern Conference is.
They'll be in the top five, but yeah, you're right.
But, like, I can see the Sixers and Celtics jumping over them.
Sixers are hot right now. They keep playing really well. But Toronto, get this, man. Indiana's 32-15. That's super impressive.
Yes. And they've won three straight, and they
like
beat
Toronto.
Like, we talk
about how good
night.
Toronto is. Toronto's 36-14. Indiana 32-15. They're almost the same. They're two wins behind and one more loss.
The Raptors have the most wins of anyone in the NBA, and yet they're in second place, just because the Bucks have less losses.
And you know their head coach Nate McMillan. He's pretty sure that it's serious injury. I mean, he even said,
it's a serious injury.
We'll know more after the MRI. So expect the MRI to come out
this
morning.
Which I think he's getting it today, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in fact, we might know by the end of this show or by the end of, you know, this morning. That
if we are lucky, I'm keeping my phone next to me.
I hope Oladipo is okay, though, because he's been actually one of the best stories in the NBA. When he got traded to Indiana for Paul George, everybody was like, oh, man.
What a rip.
That's just like, but Oladipo's been one of the best. Like, he improved a lot. He was always a good player, but
he stepped up.
He's become, like, I wouldn't say a superstar, but he's become, like, the face of that team. Like, he's become their best player.
He is the face of that. When you think Pacers, you think Victor Oladipo.
He is a baller.
Sure. And losing him kind of takes away their playoff hopes, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate to say it, but
it's all going to depend where they finish. Like, if the Pacers finish in the top three, then I think they win their first round matchup, even without Oladipo, because then at
who
that
they
point,
face? Like
they'd
the
face
Nets?
Brooklyn. Yeah. Yeah, right. As of right now.
Well, the Nets have won five straight.
Right,
no one's
right.
really talking about that.
But they would beat Brooklyn. They would beat Brooklyn. But if they finish at four, then you got to play Philadelphia or Boston. Like, that's a different story, right? Like, you'd much rather play the Nets than to play Boston or Philadelphia.
No disrespect to the Nets at all.
No, but, no, not at all. It's just, I mean,
and it does seem like
common sense
for the Celtics. It does seem like a year where they, if they can win, they should win now, because it looks like next season is going to be a rough one for them.
Milwaukee, Boston, and Brooklyn are all on a 5-game winning streak.
Yeah, and then of course you see the Warriors on an 8-game winning streak, and it's like, well, that makes sense.
Do you know who has the longest losing streak, active losing streak in the NBA?
I believe it's the tie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks and the Grizzlies?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies are 1-9 in
their
last 10.
Weren't the Grizzlies in the top three a month ago?
Yep, they were fool's gold, man.
Yeah. We were saying that about Denver, too, if they were fool's gold, but that's far from the truth. Jokic has been, like...
We should talk about that game in more detail after we return from a break, because that game had some feistiness.
There was a fight. There was a fight, and it was pretty...
A couple scuffles.
Kind of an understatement, but granted.
All right, let's do that when we return.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Sports Podcast. We were finishing up our NBA talks, and we were hyping up what we're talking about between the Jazz and the Nuggets. And well, things got a little heated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe very heated. Okay, a brawl happened.
Not a brawl.
Just close enough.
An NBA fight.
Yeah.
You know, which means nothing happened.
Yeah, well, unless it was in the palace.
Mm-hmm.
Too soon?
No, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Has it? What was it, 2004?
It's been a 2005? Long, it's been a long, long time since the malice at the palace.
It still was like, yeah, it feels like yesterday almost, because of all how people still talk about it today.
Really? I feel like it's been like 12 years.
It has been 12 years, but it's an expression, feels like yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Because I remember that. Watching that game when it was the news was breaking about that incident.
Mm-hmm.
This one was obviously just two guys pushing and shoving, but it kind of got escalated over the fact that like everyone started to pile in and break them up, like it was like they were stabbing each other.
Mm-hmm. Not to be lost.
Of course,
you
also sorry, but I forget who was in the fight, but I remember someone going after someone else's throat.
Definitely Plumlee.
Plumlee, that's right. He was going after his throat, which was like...
Plumlee and Derek Favors are the two players
It looked like he was trying to choke slam Favors. But like Favors grabbed his arm and kept pulling him. Like, I don't know what that was all about. It was kind of Favors instigating it, no?
To me, it looked like Favors kind of... I mean, he definitely goes out of his way to bump Plumlee, but Plumlee like overreacted, in my opinion. I don't know what was said, though. We don't know the words. We know that they're talking trash, but we don't know what they're saying.
But I know there was a little Plumlee, gave him a little elbow after the shot and everything, but You didn't need to grab his arm and just throw him to the, like, what do you think he's going to respond with? Like, he's not going to react? Like, I'm sorry, but, like, you can't add a push with you can't retaliate from, like, a push or a shove with another push, because that's just going to lead to stuff, and this is exactly what happened.
Yeah, both players were ejected 2:46 left in the first quarter. You know, pushing, shoving, talking. Now there's an issue if Jokic might get suspended because he came off the bench. He took like a couple steps onto the court. So I guess by the definition of the rule, they can suspend him even though he didn't actually go. Like, he stepped on, but he realized his mistake.
I hate that rule.
I think the NBA should not suspend him because he didn't get involved. Like, he realized what he did. His reaction was... go out there, and then he was like, oh, I know better than this.
I understand. But if you get involved, I understand the suspension. But if you just step onto the court, that should not be a suspension. That is the most, like, that has affected playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that rule. That's the one of the main rules I think should have been changed as soon as Adam Silver became commissioner. Because that's a big win
by the Jazz, who don't have a tough schedule at all. They have the easiest schedule left this season, and they beat probably the best team left on
their
schedule.
Did you see NBA TV Twitter make a grammar error in their post about the game? They said, though the Nuggets came up shot. Is that a short?
Oh, I see. It's a Freudian slip.
I know, but it's like, shouldn't you see that and immediately edit it?
Yeah, they overlooked it because it made sense to put the word shot, you know?
Came up shot, whatever. I thought it was funny. But Jokic, again, had a monster performance, 28 points, 21 rebounds. If it's not for James Harden's dominance, he would be up there in voting for MVP, in my opinion.
He's certainly having one of the best, I think, I would say top five seasons, like MVP seasons.
Did this come out of nowhere to you, or did you expect to see this coming?
Well, he's a good player that has it all. He has all the tools. And, yeah, I mean, I think his season's kind of the same as the Nuggets season. Like, we knew they were, like, a pretty good team, but they're surprisingly good. And Jokic has been surprisingly good individually himself this season, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not that, like, it came out of nowhere. Like, if it was some role player having an incredible season, then we'd be like, okay. But we kind of knew that Jokic was a stud. Like, he's a rising star in this league, so.
Yeah.
The Joker, man.
My favorite nickname, because I'm a huge Batman fan.
So. He's only 23, man, so he's...
He's my age. He's on my age, and he's like 7 feet tall. Life has not been kind to me, genetically wise.
Maybe you'll grow.
Well, except... You know what? Not getting into it. Maybe. Just by height, genetically, it's insignificant.
Maybe you'll grow more.
I'm 23. I think my growing's done.
You could be a medical miracle.
So if I get to over 6 feet tall by the time I'm 25, I'm gonna be pissed. But you know
just
why?
Like
because I'm past college and everything. Like, I can't go to try out for sports again.
So this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna go hang upside down for an hour every day.
Does that actually work? Or is that a common misconception?
Gravity, bro.
Doesn't make your bones like. Doesn't make you go.
Just hang upside down and have somebody pull you down, like pull your arms.
I have a great feeling this is going to injure me more than help me.
Nah, man, it'll stretch out your spinal cord.
I think I'll just get the surgery where you break your legs, your shin bones, and put in that metal rod.
Yeah, you should do that.
What's wrong with that? I can have that. That's
is
easier.
That like the male version of like breast implants?
Basically,
like cosmetic surgery to like maybe enhance your.
Well, the
beard.
Thing is that you put the pipe in the bone, and then the bone grows around it.
Really?
So, yeah.
I knew that this happened.
It takes a long time.
I know that this surgery exists, but I didn't know the science behind it. So they break your leg, break your leg.
This is what I was told. It could be totally wrong, but. I got the impression from when someone was describing it to me that they break your leg, and then they insert a metal rod in between the bone marrow, and they kind of I don't know how to describe it, so I'll say weld together.
Yeah, I know, no, that's that makes sense.
The wrong term.
I see what you're saying.
And then the bones just heal over time and just grow around it to connect to the other part of the bone.
I have one last question. I don't expect you to know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Okay. Do you pick how tall you want to be, or is it like a set amount?
I'm sure you do.
So, but you can't go like from 5'7" to 6'9", right? Like,
I'm sure there's a limit.
Probably a few inches, right?
Yeah, it's like do you want to be? It's probably the most. It's probably like what, 5? Would that be?
Can you imagine? Let me ask you this. Can you imagine? You have this surgery, and let's say you ask them to make you 5 or 6 inches taller. Okay, so all of a sudden,
so let's see, I'm 5'8" now.
So let's say you're 6'2".
Oh God.
Okay. Then at Christmas, Grandma's like, "Oh, Jeffrey, you've grown so much this year."
Well, my grandma's dead.
I'm sorry. You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe
my other grandmother's. My Grammy's alive, so yeah, she can say that.
Another elder in the family, like where it's, "Oh, Jeffrey," you know.
Yeah, Grammy could say that. Yeah, that totally
could
happen.
You've grown so much in this year.
But then she'll say, "What'd you do to yourself?" Because I know my grandmother that well. And I'm like, "Oh, I can explain that my dad." And then I'll try to come up with a bogus excuse. And my dad will go, "He cheated," and then walk away. But, I mean, being 5'8 in a man and is tough because girls like tall guys. And that's extremely frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
over 6 feet, right?
No.
Are you 5'11"?
I'm 5'11", but...
See, that's a fine height. You're
know,
close
I,
to 6 feet.
When I walk with a little pep in my step, then I'm 6 feet tall. You know?
See, like, 5'8", you can't really look 6 foot. At 5'11", you could totally look 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even if you are 6 feet, everyone in the NBA is going to be towering over you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think they all had surgery? I think Giannis had pipes in his bones.
You know, no, but
you know that middle schooler knows? That's 7 feet tall. I just want to say, what did he do to make God that happy? Because he's athletic too. I forget his name, but he plays point guard. And he's 7 feet, or he can play point guard. And he's 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Against middle schoolers, it's not fair.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about Spurs real quick. They lose by 2 points. To Philadelphia. News here is that DeRozan was on the bench during the last play of the game. Popovich's answer after the game was that, well, we were
pretty brutally
honest.
Tie. Yeah.
We were playing for a three. We wanted to win. We didn't want to get overtime. Makes sense. Is it a little bit interesting, though, that DeRozan would be on the bench in that? Because he is their best scorer. Like, he is their best.
It was
maybe he's
harsh.
Not a three-point shooter, but at least put him on the court maybe for a decoy purpose.
He was the leading scorer on the team with 26 points. But the thing is like, that was really, like, that was just tough love, I feel like. That was just a really harsh, like, truthful thing to say, and you're like, ouch. That kind of hurts. Do you think that motivates him to actually shoot the ball from beyond the arc?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think they should at least have him in the game. Like, you got to have him in the game, right? Like,
yeah, it gets pretty predictable what
you're
going
to do. Like,
the
Sixers don't need to know.
The
Sixers don't need to know that you're obviously shooting for a three, but keeping him off the court kind of symbolizes, look, we're shooting a three. And ultimately, the Spurs did not get a good shot off. And maybe it was because the Sixers realized, hey, they're not going for a two. We can just buckle down on the perimeter right here, not worry about a 2-point attempt. Kind of a weird move for a Popovich team, in my opinion.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, maybe he's trying to motivate DeRozan in a way. I'm not entirely sure how it works, but maybe there's a plan here.
Mm-hmm.
But because Popovich is probably the smartest coach in the NBA, is that fair to say? Or one of the...
Yeah, I mean, who could say no, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's a legend.
I know that's like an obvious thing to say, but I was like, is it safe to say this still?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
How about Enes Kanter? He didn't play for the Knicks. He told the Knicks, play me or let me go.
Sounds like they're letting him go.
I think they should do the right thing. I mean, obviously, they're looking for a trade partner. I think they're going to hold on to him till the deadline, but they're going to trade him.
Weren't there talks for, I forget what team it was, but there were talks about a trade.
There's a few teams that are interested. Yeah. I know Sacramento is interested in him. He's obviously a valuable piece because, A, his contract is expiring, so a team doesn't have to take on a large amount of cash for the next couple of years, and he's a really good rebounder, one of the best rebounders in the NBA. He can score a little bit too, so he's a good player, and he's young, so I think he'll get on a team other than the Knicks and help them. I don't know if it'll be how good that team will be, but man, you got to think, like, he's somewhere, some playoff caliber team could use an Enes Kanter.
Anyone can use an Enes Kanter.
You know, he's being held hostage right now because the Knicks are so terrible and they're looking to tank. They don't want to play him because he's actually good, or like he's actually decent.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
And also, he's kind of hated by a certain entire country.
My whole thing is, like, their coach Fizdale, like, he made excuses after the game, like, oh, well, the defense we were trying to play on James Harden didn't allow for Kanter. Look, the dude scored 61 points. Like,
no one was stopping him.
What defense
him,
were
sorry.
You playing again, sir? What defensive strategy was working, or what were you attempting to do, which allowed you not to play your best center? Oh, got it. 61 points against you. That's ridiculous to me. Anyways, any last thoughts on the NBA?
No.
Or should we go to a break, come back, talk a little bit of the NFL? We got some John Gruden talk, Derek Carr, Steelers, Big Ben in the mix.
We're going to be honest with our fans. We're trying to avoid any Super Bowl talk until next week. Because, my God, what are we going to talk about next week if that's going to happen? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's rough. It's rough to be a sports podcast and not talk about football during the 2 week period we're waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're going to take that short break. We'll be right back right after this.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Sports Podcast. We've finished on with the NBA. Now let's go to the NFL. We'll talk about the Steelers first. They're in contract negotiations with Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously this is probably going to be a 1 to 2 year deal. Nothing major, not a long-term contract. But it seems to me that he's going to be on the team, which begs the question, is that Antonio Brown's like, no, I'm not going to play with this guy anymore, or situations of that nature?
I mean, I don't know. They have to sign Ben, right? I mean, unless they decide they're going to, I don't know, not shoot for the playoffs this year. That's not a Steelers thing to do. Steelers don't rebuild.
Yeah, but I don't know what their thought is. It just seems like their whole team's in turmoil, no?
I mean, there's one guy, Antonio Brown.
But he might be gone too.
Right. That's the big story. That's the big drama right now in Pittsburgh. Will Antonio be gone? Will he be back? What will they get for him if they trade him? Sounds like they want to move on from him, but I just don't know what they're going to get back. It seems like whatever trade they do, they won't get equal value in return. So I don't know if they're running to trade him, right? I think they're hoping they get something, an offer they can't refuse, maybe. But in terms of Big Ben,
they're not the Godfather.
In terms of Big Ben, what are they going to do? Like, They're going to talk about his extension, get him signed.
So do you sign? Are they think it will be 1 year or 2 years? Because that's as far as I'm going to imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure something like that. He's, you know, past, what is he, 35, 36 years old now, Big Ben. He's up there.
He's up, definitely up there.
So, absolutely. He doesn't have too many years left in the NFL.
Well, we said the same thing about Tom Brady, and look at him now.
I actually think that Big Ben is certainly showing cracks in his game. Did you just say Tom Brady?
Yeah, I was like, well, we said the same thing about Tom Brady.
He's
and
a
look
unicorn,
at him.
Though.
I was just pointing that out.
Big Ben, you've talked about his physique once or twice. Tom Brady keeps himself in pretty good shape. What about Ben?
touche.
Yeah, so anyways, what are the Steelers going to do, right?
Yeah.
They're going to re-sign him. Anyways, Marquise Pouncey and Juju Smith-Schuster are fairly confident that Antonio Brown will be back on the team now that we mentioned him. They both were asked questions recently at the Pro Bowl, which is this week, by the way. For anybody who cares, not too many do. But regardless, they're confident that Antonio Brown and the Steelers and everybody else will smooth things over and that he'll be back on the team. Both players sounded very positive and confident that, you know, there's nothing happened that a conversation can't overcome. So what is your take on that?
I think they're just, I don't know if they even know what the situation is, to be completely honest. Because there's a well, this is what Antonio Brown tweeted an hour ago, and this is 8:06 a.m. on Thursday, the 24th. Uh-huh. Open for business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
I have no idea what that means.
No alarms in that area.
What does it mean to you?
It means he's open to negotiations. But
he can't negotiate
with the Steelers is what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he's also in talks of like trade me, and I want to like know what the trade is and where I want to go.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, he has a contract that won't change. He's on a team that's not going to change. I don't know. I don't know that. That's a little bit too. What's the word?
Vague.
A little too vague for me to draw any conclusions from that. I don't know if he's saying I want to be here or I don't want to be here. I have no idea.
Yeah, but true. But it just, I would say it's an interesting tweet for sure.
I mean, he's a problem. Like, he's a diva wide receiver. What are you going to say? So I'd probably have to look at some of his other past tweets, stuff like that. We know that he's, you know, expressed interest in the 49ers. I don't know if that's the right term, but he's obviously been flirting with players from the 49ers.
Flirting? Okay, let's just go.
George Kittle, Jimmy Garoppolo, for example. So, we'll see what happens. Let's talk about
they're probably going to go on a date or two, have some wine.
Let's talk about the Raiders for a minute. John Gruden was asked at the Senior Bowl about Kyler Murray, and he said, "Now that I've seen what Drew Brees and Russell Wilson have done, and Kyler Murray, I've put all the prototypes at quarterback away." He alluded to Kyler Murray looking like a great prospect and that he wouldn't have a problem, you know, going with him in the NFL. What do you take from that? Do you think that John Gruden is just, I don't know, is that lip service, just like talking nice about a college player, or do you think that there's actually something there? Raiders do hold, what, the fourth pick in the draft, I believe?
You know, John Gruden has surprised us already, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Has John Gruden ever had a quarterback even close to Kyler Murray?
No. His Super Bowl winning quarterback was Brad Johnson. That's Dwight.
And then
before that,
he had Rich Gannon. After that, he had Chris Sims.
Dwight, do we need to explain this any further? He hasn't really had the best quarterbacks.
He seems to like more of the prototype quarterbacks. Like, I don't know. He said he put all the old prototypes of quarterback away. I don't know what that means, but what I do know is if he were to draft a Kyler Murray, it would be completely different than what he's done before, for better or for worse. It would just be out of the norm for John Gruden.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We'll see. But I wanted to tell you, I wanted to ask you something. Yesterday, there were some supposed leaks about the New York Jets jerseys, a new uniform, and people are bashing them. I just want to show you it. I want your immediate reaction.
Yeah, they looked like trash.
Oh, you already saw them?
Yeah, I saw them.
I don't know.
They look like Michigan State.
I think it's all right. I don't think it's trash. I like different.
I will say that's one of the ugliest uniforms I've ever seen. I saw the whole uniform. Did you see the whole thing?
The whole thing? I haven't actually seen the pants. I'm worried about the pants. Is the helmet different too?
Yes. Very
oh,
different.
Good.
I like the Jets uniforms as they currently are constructed, to be honest with you.
I know everyone hated them, but I like their 90s really bright green jerseys.
Mm-hmm. The Kelly green one?
Yeah, I love those. Were gorgeous to me.
I like the Eagles versions too, of the lighter green.
Yeah. There was also... I always liked that helmet, too, of their green jerseys. I always liked that helmet. And I saw a picture of their green helmet, but it was or their white helmet, but it, like what it is now, the logo, but it was a green helmet. And I thought that looked really cool.
So let's talk about Derek Carr for a minute.
Do we have to?
Well, he wants to fight people, and he's a very, very calm person.
I think he just – I don't know if this is – actually, I don't know what to say.
He tweeted at Dana White and at the UFC, "Hey, how do I challenge a couple of these clowns to a fight on TV?"
Would you like that helmet?
Yeah. Where pro athletes can challenge some of these people to an octagon fight until they give us an answer. You don't know me. Stop lying. He was talking about Max Kellerman because Kellerman had some quotes about Carr. Looking shell-shocked last year, looking like a quarterback who had quit. You know, Max Kellerman is a pundit. Like, that's what he does. He's an analyst for ESPN.
You're supposed to be critical.
But I found it very interesting, Jeff, that Derek
Oh,
Carr,
my. I found the Jets' full jersey.
Stay on topic.
Sorry.
I found it very interesting that Derek Carr kind of lost his cool a little bit. Like, he's not usually like this. He's not aggressive on social media. He's usually somebody who is very passive. So what do you take from this?
I think he's just heard enough, and he's like, screw it. I'm just going to fight him. Or he's like, I've had enough. I'm going to lose my job anyways. I don't know what he's thinking, to be honest with you. But I think it's just he's reached a boiling point, possibly.
Do you think that he's just feeling the pressure of maybe being cut by the Raiders, maybe him not being in their long-term plans?
Yeah, I think it's his problems with Gruden. I'm not entirely
sure.
We're
going to know soon because they do have an out in his contract, and it could happen as soon as this year. If it doesn't happen this year, then it'll be really hard for the Raiders to get out of it down the road. But definitely this would be the offseason. They could move on from him with very little damage. We'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. But it can go either way. He could be the starting quarterback for the Raiders next season, or he could be on a completely different team next season. But all the right. question is, what team would that be?
I have no idea. All right. Yeah. So should we take a break?
Yeah, sure. When we get back, we'll take anything else about the world of football or sports. What am I saying?
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the final segment of the GSMC Sports Podcast. And I just, like I said, in the middle of Derek Carr talk, I saw the Jets leaked jerseys. And my gosh, their helmets are just a ripoff of the Eagles, and they're not even good. Mm-hmm. It's the back of the wing of a jet. Like, really? Like, that's where you get it? Oh, whatever. And it's just not the smartest choice for a completely different jersey. Anyways, moving on. We got the rest of the sports to talk about. And, well, we have some tennis news as Serena Williams lost in Australia the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not super familiar with tennis, but apparently how she lost was like losing a 3-1 series lead.
That hurts Warriors fans everywhere.
They won back-to-backs. I think they're fine.
She lost to Carolina Pliskova down in Australia. Suffered a defeat. It looked like she had gotten injured in the match, but who knows if that was actually a thing. She ended up losing. It's been a tough year for Serena. She went through a very tough pregnancy. A lot of people don't really talk about that, but it was...
Did she almost lose the baby?
I believe... I don't know. I don't want to speculate without knowing, but I know that it was traumatizing. It was a big experience for her.
Well, I think we've all said she's at the end of her career, so maybe it's time
for her to... She's 37, so yeah, she's probably getting close.
Maybe it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. I don't say that in like a degrading way. I say it more along the lines of, you've done so much, you can call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what we say about Tom Brady, like if he retired today, we'd be like, yep, okay, that's fine. You've done enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's that certain situation.
Yeah. So, anyways, I think that's about it. I know that Nadal is still in the Aussie Open.
Mm-hmm.
He's
in the final.
Yeah, he'll go to the final.
I think that's his 25th like major or mm-hmm. something of that nature. So something insane that he's basically unstoppable. He's the Tom Brady of tennis.
He's either gonna face Djokovic or Lucas Pouille Friday. So he'll know today who he'll play. But he'll try to earn his second Australian Open.
Yes. And, that's our show. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Please tune us in tomorrow. We talk football, fantasy football, and just sports as usual. And as always, I'm Jeff Malinoff. That's Mark Souza, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.